into our next interview right now on Radio Life and Style. And if you're just tuning in, just joining us, welcome to your Tuesday morning. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And right now, continuing to shine a spotlight on some of the most exciting and interesting developments and projects on the KZN North Coast. I'm taking you on a little virtual tour right now to New Salt Rock City. And if you were a recent participant in the Life and Style fun run and walk that took place at New Salt Rock City, well, it might have been an eye-opening experience for you if you hadn't been out that way for a little while to see just how much is going on and the scale and the scope of things. But to give you the full story on where it's come from and where it's heading to, I happen to have in the studio with me right now a man who is more clued up than anyone else on the developments at New Salt Rock. Theo van Us is the estate manager at New Salt Rock City, and he joins me right now as my special guest on a Tuesday morning. Theo, how are you, my friend?
Morning, Mike. Fine, thanks. Yourself?
Great to have you.
Thank you very much, and also to the listeners.
Man, we've been having a cool chat off air, and you've been giving me quite a history lesson on this development that has some serious roots. And, you know, for people that might have recently arrived on the Dolphin Coast, they might not understand what the full vision is, where things have come from and where things are heading to down at New Salt Rock City. In fact, not that long ago, it went by a different name. Mount Richmore was the title for the area and the precinct. But New Salt Rock City has now officially been on the map for quite some time, and already drawing people on a regular basis to the fantastic center that you've got there, to the Kuro Salt Rock School that is a firm fixture and a feature, and it's all part of a bigger, bolder vision. Give me the little Facebook blurb, if you had to put a little post up on LinkedIn right now and try and describe what is the vision for New Salt Rock City.
I'm Mike. Morning. Thank you for the opportunity, Mike. New Salt Rock City is, it started off as Mount Richmore Estate. Our developer, Mr. Lutke, bought it quite a while back when we started. And when he bought it, his vision that he saw was that New Salt Rock City, we don't want to develop another estate, but we want to develop an estate with a commercial strip, because there's a commercial part that is a shortage in New Salt Rock City. And that's how we started it off. So
so the commercial has always been a very a strong focal point of the whole project.
Yes. So our vision is a lifestyle where you can live within, your kid can go to school, you can go to university. So the idea is also to create a university or a varsity college and then go into the world where he's then equipped to go into the world. So that's where the lifestyle comes within.
And to that end, you have been focusing on developing certain draw cards, you could say, making sure that these things get established, get the right partners involved. And within that, once that nucleus is up and running, the residential is naturally going to flow in behind it, right?
Yes, that's correct, Mike. So our vision was the state is divided in four phases. Of the four phases, we launch phase one and two. That will have the first phase of the commercial also coming into effect. Part of that first phase of commercial is where we build the Kuro School. All the people know the Kuro School. There's a lot of residents coming to the Kuro School. Part of that, we then launch New Salt Rock City Shopping Center. I think the shopping center is very popular with everyone.
Oh, yes.
I see it's fully packed every weekend. So people love the shopping center. A part of that also is we will have a commercial site, a grant site, and then a boulevard where we will then finally host a university or a varsity college.
Amazing.
In the first four phases.
So these things are all on the cards and all for, yes, following a sort of a rollout plan. It's a really exciting hub of activity. And as I said, for those that took part in our run recently and got to explore the lay of the land, there's a lot of land, and the vision is as big and bold as the space that you've got to play with.
Yes, Mike, you're correct. The estate is about nearly 200 hectares. We talk about 188 hectares in total. Of that 188 hectares, the first phase one and two of that is completed. So that infrastructure is all in. We have now basically launched phase one, the Lifestyle Village. That's all sectional title. There's upmarket homes where people buy and live, and it's got a lot of apartments. But the exciting news coming for the Lifestyle Village is in the new year, and people must watch the space, especially the advertising spaces. We're going to cut up the Lifestyle Village also to smaller freehold sections. So people must watch the space, because that's going to launch very, very soon. We will then launch smaller portions of freehold pockets where you can develop your own house or buy a pre-built development house.
That's awesome. So yes. That is, you're hearing it here, exclusive on Radio Life and Style. Keep your ear to the ground and watch this space, because this is one investment with many opportunities. There's so many different facets to this thing, and the Lifestyle Village being one exciting dimension. There's also a space called Dolphin Ridge. Tell me about that.
Okay, yes, Mike. Dolphin Ridge is where Kiro the school sits. So everyone knows Kiro School, the private school. Behind Kiro is the Dolphin Ridge section. Mm. Now, Dolphin Ridge section composed of freehold sections where you can buy freehold land, develop your own house. Land parcels go from 1,000 squares to 1,500 squares. And you can also buy PUDs, what we call planned unit developments, where developers buy a portion of land, develop 20 or 30 sectional title homes, and then resell them. In there, we have got already 2-3 pockets of development homes completed. We now finish a nice one, but they call Santosa Village. The Santosa Village is all freestanding homes between 180 to 200 squares. And they got a little clubhouse with that, and that's for more retirees or older people that doesn't want stairs and steps.
Amazing. So there are these options. And now, I would imagine, is the most exciting time to be having these conversations. If you've got an idea and you're looking for a great space and great partners to work with, you'll find that Theo and his team at New Salt Rock City are very keen to chat. And some of the exciting, really innovative things that I'm hearing about, for example, there's a vision for a chopper village. What's the story there?
Yes, Mike. We in the Lifestyle Village, we have a nice portion of land behind Kiro School that we have decided to actually develop into a chopper village. I think this will be the first one in KZN, similar to Steyn City, and where people can come and land with the helicopter.
If you happen to have a helicopter and you want to be able to take off from your from your own property.
Yes, Mike. So the nice about it is you can buy your own land. That's about 5,000 to 6,000 hectares. Not hectares, square meters. Mm-hmm. And then you can also build we'll have a chopper pad with also hangars where people can fly in and out. And it's already approved. We got all the licenses approved. So it's very exciting, yes.
This is amazing. Yeah. So you start to get a sense for just how dynamic the and forward-thinking the vision is here, and fleshing out the rest of the options you've talked about. There's plans to find the right partner for a really good tertiary education offering to complement what you've already got in the form of Kuro. And on the medical front as well, I believe there's some exciting stuff.
Yes, Mike. So currently at the center, and I'll start there, we've got the medical center from Dr. Isaac and partners. They in the shopping center. They also now developing a medical center, a private medical center. But then apart from them, the exciting news is that we're going to develop a hospital, of which we have already the plans approved. So our plans and approvals is in place. We have a partner that will approve the funding for that. So we're looking for the right partner to operate the hospital. It's a 250-bed hospital with acute, subacute, frail care, and that's what it will consist of. And that's very exciting. So we have the funding for that. It's now to get it off the ground, and the plan is to launch it by next year.
Wow. So things are now moving, hey?
Yes.
And looking at the mall that's already, as you say, a really, really pumping and popular destination and something that is enjoyed by residents right throughout Salt Rock and further afield, that is already a success as it stands, but there are plans now to expand.
Yes, it's to enlarge it. Yes, Mike. So the shopping center as it currently stands, and everyone knows it, we have our anchors like ShopRite, Checkers, we've got Clicks, Woolworths there. But we are expanding the shopping center. We got a lot of demand to expand it. The expansion will be another 6,000 squares. We've started with it. It's now on hold till the new year. In the expansion, we have exciting clients like Mr. Price, the mega store. They've signed a deal with us to come there.
Wow.
And that will be the first one for KZN.
That's epic, man. So again, you're hearing this exclusive stuff right here on Radio Life and Style. And clearly, there are significant players that are that see the potential in the vision here, yes, and are getting on board. So, one investment, many opportunities from, yes, the Lifestyle Village and the Dolphin Ridge to the commercial side of things, the retail space, the medical possibilities, the education front. Yes. It's a 360 degree, all encompassing lifestyle vision, and with this central spine, the new Salt Rock Road that runs throughout the map and will very soon be a connecting thoroughfare and is going to, I think, be something that brings life and movement and energy right through the full new Salt Rock City picture. What's the timeline looking like on that connecting road coming online?
Okay, Mike, the new Salt Rock Road, and that's actually where the new Salt Rock City came from, where we changed the name. Mm. So we felt the connection that new Salt Rock City, because of the older new Salt Rock, that the new Salt Rock City have a better connection with the people. Mm. So we changed the name to new Salt Rock City, and that road was already labeled and named by KDM Municipality as new Salt Rock Road. Now, that road is two-thirds completed until the 6-7 circle. Hopefully to have it done by next year June. It have to be on the cards for the hospital coming up, so we hope to have it finished by June, July, August.
Wow.
And that is the plans, Mike.
That's fantastic. So there's some really exciting milestones in the very near future that we're going to be keeping tabs on, and we'll definitely be having future chats, because there's going to be some big celebrations, and this is a story that is so exciting. It's been a little bit under the radar, and now we're putting a big spotlight on it, because there's no denying that big things are happening down at New Salt Rock City, and if you're interested in being a part of them and finding out what synergies exist, then I would seriously suggest that you get in touch with my special guest, Theo van Us, the state manager at New Salt Rock City, and you can find out more info on the web at newsaltrockcity.co.za. Theo, in the meantime, for anyone listening who wants to strike up a conversation, can they get in touch with you directly as well?
Yeah, I can, Mike. Yes, they can contact me, yes.
There you go. Theo at newsaltrockcity.co.za. Pop him a mail and set up a coffee. He's got a couple of great coffee spots at the mall. And Theo, it's been really exciting getting a look into the future, because the future is looking really bright down at New Salt Rock City. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the Radio Life and Style, and to our listeners, and having the Radio Life and Style run and walk there. And hopefully we see everyone back, because the Warrior Race is coming back there. So yay, that's on the cards now again. So we'll see you back at New Salt Rock City.
You'll see me well before then. I can promise you that. You heard it on your local station, Radio Life.